Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
The Mary Washington Weight Loss Center, our focus this morning, and practice manager Marty Hines is in this morning. Marty, it is great to meet you and great to have you in. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. It's wonderful to meet you.
This is going to be a really good show because you're going to be a really good guest, and we'll talk about it as we go along. But there is a video, if you go to the Mary Washington Healthcare site, and we'll talk about how to find your video. That really is really good, and you have a great story that we're going to get into and talk about weight loss and really life change as we go along this morning. Before we get into your story, though, the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center, talk about that, because there may be some in the community that don't realize that we have a weight loss center that does a lot of things and provides a lot of things right here in the community.
Oh, we certainly do. Thank you, Ted, for this opportunity. In May 2020, we opened the Weight Loss Center, the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center, and it was in the very beginning of COVID. So we are coming up with on our two-year anniversary, and we have been so blessed. The Weight Loss Center has grown. Our patient population has tripled. We provide weight loss surgery to the community, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful resource.
The reason I was excited about you coming and seeing this topic is, and what you just talked about, just the numbers bear it out. This is a topic that a lot of us are dealing with, struggling with.
Oh, it is. It is. Most Americans, are overweight to some extent, if not just 10 pounds. But there is a very large segment of the population that is morbidly obese. And, it's listed, obesity now is listed as a disease. It's not a matter of willpower or of, gluttony or anything like that. There's been so much misinformation that the, community desperately needs to be educated. And we, as a community, need to provide a resource for people to come and to be able to get healthy. And that's really what it's about. It's not about looks. Even insurance companies know that, because they cover, I would say 95% of insurance companies cover the surgery. So it is not about looks, it's about health. And obesity is a disease, and at the Weight Loss Center, we treat the people as well as the disease.
And we're going to talk about some of that. And that's so important because I think a lot of us go into this thinking, I know how to do this, I can do it. And in most cases, we don't. We do need something like the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center.
Yes, that is true. Personally, I believe if you are morbidly obese, that is an indication that you don't know how to do it. And I say that including myself. So it's not like you should, blah, blah, blah. I was morbidly obese. I tried many times to do it on my own. And the only thing that has been successful for a long period of time is weight loss surgery. I am coming up on my five-year anniversary, which is the longest I have ever kept the weight off. So that was life-changing for me.
It's so interesting because so often we'll lose weight and we'll lose sometimes a lot of weight and we'll say to ourselves, this was so hard, I'm never going to do this again, I'm going to keep it off. But for whatever reason, like you say, 2-3 years down the line, you find yourself right back in the same spot.
Absolutely. I was a great dieter. I was a lifetime member of Weight Watchers when I had my surgery and I was 80 pounds overweight. I could diet very successfully. The problem is it was always a diet. It was a short-term fix. It was never a totally permanent lifestyle change. And every time I got down to my goal weight, it was exactly like you said, Ted. Okay, I'm never going to let this happen again. Mm-hmm. But then life happened. you know, and whatever, 25 years of bad habits overtook the 4 months of good dieting habits. And then I was back to usually not only where I started, but as I got older, a little bit more than before.
So what made you finally decide, how did this all start for you as far as onto the journey that you're on now?
How it started for me is I had known about weight loss surgery for years. I worked in the recovery room when Dr. Hami first started performing weight loss surgery. So I knew about it, but I always thought it was very extreme. It wasn't for me. But as I got older, the weight seemed to come on more quicker, and then mm-hmm. it was harder and harder to lose weight. And so it was always in the back of my mind. It's like, well, maybe that weight loss surgery. But I was like, no, I don't want to do anything more extreme. But it was starting to creep into my consciousness. And then one of the diseases I had along with the excess weight was sleep apnea. So I happened to go to my sleep apnea doctor, and one of the women that worked there had looked like she had lost some weight. And I said, you look great. And she said, oh, well, I had weight loss surgery. And I'm like, you did? And she said, yes. And I said, who was your surgeon? And she said, Dr. Hami. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I said, I used to work with him. And she told me that Dr. Hami is now here in Fredericksburg because he had an office in Fredericksburg. And it just connected. It just connected because by that time I was 80 pounds, 90 pounds overweight. I was starting to have the effects of it, sleep apnea, my joints hurt. You know, I was tired all the time. So I said, maybe I'll just get some information. And that's how it started.
The other interesting thing, you're a nurse, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. My background is in management administration, and then clinically it is in recovery rooms. So I had taken care of weight loss surgery patients. As I said, when Dr. Hami first started, I was working in the same hospital he was in. And so I saw his patients all the time. I saw the care he took. I saw how well he did. So I knew what was involved in it. So, so I have a unique perspective in terms that I can combine my clinical experience and my personal experience with working with the patients, and now my management experience at the weight loss center. So it is the perfect storm, but yeah. In a good way.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great story. You're going to want to keep listening this morning because Marty Hines, in the practice manager with Mary Washington Weight Loss Center. Great stuff this morning. We will continue on, take a quick break, and be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Marty Hines in this morning. She's the practice manager with the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center. The your video, I think, is on the Weight Loss Center site. If you go to the website, and it is there, and it is really worth watching, especially the before and after pictures. How much weight did you lose?
94 pounds.
Okay. Wow. Because at some point when there are some of the pictures, it's like, wow, you did it. And it's a great illustration of what this all does, and you do a great job of explaining it. Along the way, what were some of the diets? There's always a diet of the year or a mm-hmm. diet of the month club out there that the people are using. I'm sure you tried a lot of those along the way.
I tried, to do it on my own without a diet. That didn't work. And then I tried Weight Watchers. I really did. I had a lot of success with Weight Watchers, and I always went back to Weight Watchers because it's a very, it's just a healthy diet. And also they provide you with the support. You know, I talked to Dr. Hami once about a specific diet, and as he said every diet works if you do it, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is to do it long term. That's the problem, you know. And I had to get to a point where I wasn't dieting anymore. I no longer diet. This is the way I eat. You know, because if you see a thin, healthy, active person, you ask them, like, what diet are you on? And it's like, I'm not on a diet. You know, yeah. They just eat generally. This is just a generalization. Just usually a high protein, low carb diet, and they don't eat sugar. Just generally. But they don't go around saying, like, oh, have you heard I'm on this high protein diet? You know?
Right.
That is their way of life. That is how they eat. It is only people like me who struggle with sugar, who struggle with carbs, that is like, oh yeah, you know, I've been on a high protein diet now for 6 months and I'm doing really well, you know, so.
I like that, just to be able to say, you know, I no longer diet.
And absolutely not.
What a great way to be able to live.
It is. It is as difficult as it is extremely freeing because I don't have to go through that mental exercise of, am I having a donut today? Okay, I'll have a donut this morning and then nothing the rest of the day. And then someone brings in birthday cake. It's like, well, you know, I did have a donut this morning, so I might as well. And then I'll start tomorrow. So that whole mental exercise, I no longer have to go through because this is how I eat. I do not eat sugar. And that's it for me. Not that other people can't, but for me, I do better with abstaining from refined sugar. That is my journey.
It does, because it a lot of times, because that then, well, like you say, it would, having that donut will lead you down a path.
For me, it is. Well, you know, studies have shown that sugar is physically addictive. And for me, it's not just the physical thing. It's the mental thing. Mm-hmm. Then I have opened the door to other foods that I don't eat, you know. And then it's like, okay, I'll start tomorrow. And as we all know, tomorrow never comes.
So what led you to go the surgical route?
Because the other, you know, being over 40, and so I say that, and my daughter says way over 40.
Shame on her.
I know. You know, the weight just wasn't coming off. I would, you know, attempt, you know, I would attempt Weight Watchers again, you know, and first of all, I wasn't able to stick with it as long, you know, because life happens, you know, and it just didn't come off as fast. So I had to do something. I had to do something, as, you know, I was tired all the time. And I did not want, and I saw people that were older that had, you know, health issues that weren't active, and 95% of them were overweight, you mm-hmm. know. So I was at a turning point. I could either do something, you know, and proceed into my later years as a healthy, active person, or I could continue the path I was on and then get more inactive and more sick. And for me, I went to Dr. Hami, had an information session. I went there and I learned about weight loss surgery. And he was fabulous in explaining it. He said to me, the first thing he said, he goes, at our age, which I was like, oh, he didn't call me old. He said, at our age, how long do you think it'll take you to lose the weight? And what are the chances that you'll keep it off?
Yeah.
And both of those answers was, it would take me forever to lose the weight. And if past history was any indication, I would not keep it off. So those were two very pivotal questions for me, which made me really seriously consider weight loss surgery.
How long does it take to get ready to do it? Because I'm sure you don't just go in and make an appointment and go in. That I'm thinking that there's probably some kind of there's a getting ready, getting your body ready, and I guess even emotionally getting ready to go through this.
Yes, it does. Generally, a minimum of 3 months. You know, you meet with Dr. Hami, and then you start meeting with our weight loss team, our dietitian, and our behavioral health coach, and then you take some classes in order to educate and to educate you as to what you can expect after the surgery. and you meet with the behavioral health coach so she can make sure you have the support you need, tell you about the support we offer, stress the importance of it, that you are not in this alone. The more successful people do it with the support of the weight loss center. And also, it sometimes depends upon your insurance company. Hmm. Some insurance companies require 6-month preparations. Some require 3-month preparations. So those are all the factors that determine how long before the surgery.
You mentioned in the last segment about 95% of this is that insurance does cover a lot of this, because I guess I had always thought probably they didn't cover it, and so the fact that this is covered is something you ought to, if this or someone you know needs to go down this route, it's worth looking into.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, insurance companies do not cover things unless it is a benefit for them. And it really just reinforces what a benefit weight loss surgery is, that it really, really halts the progression of many disease. Some of our patients are diabetic, insulin-dependent diabetic. Mm. And after their surgery, after we have lost weight, they no longer have to take insulin. A lot of people are on blood pressure medicine. After their surgery, after, you know, they have lost the weight, they come off that medicine. So the reason the insurance companies pay for it is because it's a good investment financially for them. They don't have to pay the cost of the other diseases. So it really is a life-changing and, in some instances, a life-saving procedure.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It definitely. Talk about, I just can't imagine how you must feel when you don't, when you're looking at a lifetime of maybe having to take those that kind of medicine, now you don't.
Of the medicine, and just also when you see these people, and it's hard to explain preoperatively, but when you see these people, the freedom they experience after they've lost the weight, because we get mm-hmm. so used to our present life as it is that we don't even realize the things we're missing out on. And then all of a sudden, you know, not all of a sudden, that's not true. You go through the process and you lose the weight, and these doors open for you. It's literally, you watch someone blossom into the person that they were meant to be. And it is so inspiring.
Marty Hines here with the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center. So you get ready for the surgery, and what's the surgery like?
Dr. Halmy does the surgery. He is a gifted surgeon. He is a brilliant individual, and he is kind and compassionate. Mary Washington Hospital, you know, is prepared. They have a bariatric, you know, a surgical weight loss program there. We just got accredited by the American College of Surgeons, which is a big deal. In a program so young, the person who came to do the accreditation, the physician, was very impressed with our program, being so young that we have all these things in place. So, you know, you have surgery and then you stay overnight, one night, maybe two nights, mm-hmm. and then you come back to see us. We are with you through the whole journey. Come back to see us in 2 weeks and in 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and 12 months. And we have our patients call us if there's any questions or concern. We strongly encourage them to call us because they are not alone in this process.
So I'm guessing you don't go in and you have the surgery, then you went out and you had lost 90 pounds. That does not happen.
No. After the surgery, and we stress this before the surgery, it is all about being ready. And not just physically ready, it's mentally ready to make the life change. And what sets our program apart is we recognize that, and one of our associates, that is her whole job, to provide support, behavioral support, because this is about so much more than just the surgery. The surgery is just one part of the triangle. And I addressed that in the video. It's an equilateral triangle. The surgery part is easy. Dr. Halmy takes care of that. Mm-hmm. He's great at it. There is no question. Absolutely. Our nutrition part, we have a wonderful dietitian, Lucia. She does fabulous. The tricky part is the behavioral part. even though we have a wonderful behavioral health coach, exercise physiologist, that is where the work begins, as far as I'm concerned, postoperatively. You have to make sure you are ready to make this life change. You know, Leanna and the entire team at the Weight Loss Center will be with you to support you, but it is up to you. It was up to me to say, I don't know how to do this. There are experts that do. I am going to do this. I am going to follow the directions. All the directions. That is the key.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, or if I had looked at it like a diet, I would get the same results as I got with other diets.
Yeah.
Yes, you can lose weight, but in order to keep it off, it has to be a life change. And you have to be ready to say, I can't do things the way I used to. I can't cheat, you know, because cheating is a very, very slippery slope. There is no cheating with weight loss surgery. It is a way of life. And the more, you know, you adopt that and recognize that, the more successful you will be.
And boy, Marty, you talk about this as a team with the behavioral life coach and the dietitian. And I guess you just got to feel like you're not in this by yourself.
100%. That is what is so dynamic about Mary Washington Weight Loss Center, and that sets us apart from other programs. Most programs, the emphasis is on surgery and nutrition, and then a couple of, you know, behavioral health things thrown in for good measure. Dr. Hami, when I started working for him, his vision was the same as my vision, is to provide a comprehensive place where people can come for weight loss surgery, including behavioral health, because it is the behavior modification that is going to determine the success. You can have all the information you need about nutrition, which we all do. We all know how to eat healthy. I mean, there's millions mm-hmm. of things. And you can have a great surgeon, which we have. Dr. Hami is fabulous. But unless you are willing to make that behavior change, nothing changes, you know? And so that's what sets us apart. We put equal emphasis on the behavior part, not just, just, okay, check in now and then, let us know. We are with you every step of the way.
Well, and what makes it in talking about the Weight Loss Center, you're a great person to talk about this, just because it's more than just book knowledge to you. You're living it.
Yes. And what I can share my successes and my struggles. You know, I do not claim to have this thing licked, you know, as we were talking before, just joking that,
yeah.
You know, my prayer is that I'm not talking about weight regain in another year or so. But I am confident if I continue to do the things that I have done to get me to this point, I will continue to be successful. And I pray that that happens, because the life I have now is far better than what I was living beforehand. And I didn't even know my life wasn't good before, because you just get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You just get used to it. So I understand, I understand people's fear, their trepidation. But I also understand when they come in and think that they're going to do it their own way, you know, because I had something that I was going to, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to follow the instructions, until someone asked me to come to an appointment I didn't realize. And I was like, I'm not going to that appointment. They didn't tell me about it. And I was like, wait a minute. What about following all the instructions?
Yeah.
And that was what was key for me.
Marty Hines with the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center. We're going to take a break and continue on. Great story this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Marty Hines in this morning. She is the practice manager with the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center. So you knew Dr. Halmy. How was it that then you ended up at the doing what you're doing at the Weight Loss Center? Because as we have talked in just the last half hour, and I have known you for about an hour now, and you are in a perfect spot, Marty. Yes. I mean, you're the person.
Oh, well, thank you. As I said, when I found out Dr. Halmy had an office down here and I went to see him and started my journey, I had my surgery and then, you know, I saw him for follow-up visits, and that at my year point, I went to see him for a follow-up visit, and he said that Mary Washington approached him and he was in negotiations to open a comprehensive weight loss center here. And he asked me if I would help him do that. We discussed it, and his vision was to have a full service center, you know, not just with surgery and, you know, nutrition, but also an emphasis on the behavioral and exercise component. And he wanted someone that would be able to manage that. And he knew my background, my surgical background with, you know, working in the recovery room. And then I had success with the surgery. And I lived down here. So it was a perfect fit because I do admire Dr. Halmy. And so I knew from the surgery part, we had no problems at all. And it was something that I truly believed in because it had, in just a short period of time, 1 year, my life had already started to transform. I was more active. I felt better. So this was something that I became passionate about because if it could happen for me, it could happen for other people. And with partnering with Dr. Halmy, he had all the expertise as far as surgery and as far as being part of other programs. So he knew what worked. Mm-hmm. And as importantly, he knew what didn't work. And so he was able to bring that knowledge to the table, and I was able to bring my patient experience, you know, my clinical background. And I was able to also, you know, say what worked from a patient point of view. So I just thought this was a great opportunity to provide the community with a program based on, you know, Dr. Halmy's years of, you know, experience and his expertise, my expertise as, you know, a nurse and administrator, and more importantly, as a patient. So it is just, and that is how the Weight Loss Center came, and that we continue to focus on all three parts of that triangle, because that is what is needed for long-term success. This is a lifelong process.
I have written that down several times as you have said things, and I realize you have said that, and you come back to that, and the whole triangle of the surgery, the behavioral part of it, and then the nutrition counseling. And after the surgery, I guess, as you start feeling better, because you talked about feeling better, having more energy, and then as you see, I guess, you made the lifestyle changes, you start losing weight, and then that continues, then it just everything just kind of builds on one another.
Absolutely. I mentioned this in the video that, you know, Dr. Halmy said to me, you know, because I was having difficulty exercising before the surgery. And so he said, don't worry about that as much as once you have the surgery, start walking and never stop. And I took that to heart. You know, after the surgery, when you're in the hospital, the nurses, they get you up. You know, you do not lie in bed. And I started walking around the hospital, and then, you know, just started walking a little bit, you know, and it just kept growing. And then from there, you know, exercise always makes you feel better. That's not new.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to see progress I was making just with the walking, and that is positive reinforcement on myself. And then walking and losing the weight has led to other areas of activity. I do yoga now, which I never, ever in a million years imagined that I would do that. So it is a lifestyle change, and I have to always keep in mind that I am headed in the direction of health and wellness now. And I do not want to go backwards. And it's not to say it's a straight line, you know. There are bumps in the road, but that is what, our behavioral, our whole support team, you know, we are all integrated. We are there to help you when that happens. It's not if that happens, because life is life.
Yeah.
So there are going to be bumps in the road, but we have a very dynamic support group with the Weight Loss Center. We have it not only in the evenings once a month, we have it in the morning for people who work evenings. We try and anticipate every need a patient will have, because we want to be there for our patients, just to assure them, ensure that they have the greatest chance of success. But ultimately, it is up to us, or the patients, even myself, that I am ready to make this commitment for a life change.
Speaking of life change, because we were talking off the air, and you told just a fantastic story, because we rationalize so many things, and in talking about what going to a birthday party and feeling like, well, I've got to have a piece of birthday cake, and it really is the thought of no, you don't.
Right. You know, it depends upon how big of a deal we make it, you know, in terms of have we accepted that this is not what I do anymore. The story I said is, you know, you're at a birthday party and, you know, someone's like, oh, well, you know, my grandson, you know, is 4 years old. I have to have a piece of his cake. And it's like, no, you don't. No one is looking at, you know, you having a piece of cake except you.
Yeah.
You know, and I said that, you know, your grandson would probably be thrilled that you gave him your piece of cake. I'm not sure his parents would be thrilled. But, you know, for me, and it's not to say if you have weight loss surgery, you can never have cake again. Everyone has their own journey. But as a morbidly obese, I was a morbidly obese person. I knew that my views on food just were not healthy. So it is easier for me not to have refined sugar than to have that cycle, that roller coaster of, you know, having it this day but not having it this day. I'll do it on Monday, but Monday never comes. You know, it's a non-issue for me now, because I don't even entertain the thought. And people at work, you know, will have some food because that, you know, cake or something, and they were like, oh, I admire you. I'm like, don't admire me. I said, you know, because I can't have just one, you know, cannot have one. But that is my journey. Some people can navigate that successfully. I have been successful by not even opening that door physically with introducing refined sugar, and also mentally by like, oh, I can do it this one time, because it's never one time for me. So that has been my success on it.
And I think, Marty, what makes your story just so compelling, there are parts of it that we all can relate to. As you have talked there, I have thought, boy, that was me. That was me. That was me. And we all can. It is a struggle. And you just like you said early on, that this is a disease, and you have to treat it as such.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a disease, my belief is it's not just a physical disease.
Right.
You know, there is a mental component, especially after being overweight for years. You know, we just have this mindset, and it's a matter of educating, you know, re-educating and educating and learning, you know, that there is a different way to live. There is a different way to live. We have the resources at the Weight Loss Center to show you that. You just have to be ready. You have to be ready to say, I don't know how to do this. My way of doing this led to me being morbidly obese. I am willing to listen to the experts and follow directions. If you are willing to do that and to make a lifestyle change, you will be successful. Many, many people have proven it, but it is about so much more than just the surgical aspect. You know, Dr. Hami has a surgery. That's going to go great, you know, and, you know, Lucia can educate you. on all the proper things, you know. But until you're willing to follow the directions and make those lifestyle changes and, you know, do what you need to do, you know, you're not going to be successful. But if you're willing to do those things, your life will just unfold in front of you in a way you never, ever could have anticipated.
Mary Washington Weight Loss Center, our focus. Marty Hines is here. Great story. Great, just a great operation, as we have talked about it, just the operational, how it operates. And we will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning. Marty Hines here, the practice manager with the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center. I understand that in the month of February, you've got some special programs offered here.
Yes, we do, Ted. This month, we have a free information session online every Friday. Generally, we have it the first and third Fridays of the month, but during the month of February, it is going to be every Friday from 12 to 1. And what that is patients can register to have this information session where there is a video in the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. Our bariatric coordinator, Jill Myers, at the hospital runs this. And there's a video of Dr. Halmy and a dietitian. It's about 20 minutes. And then the great part of it is that after the video, Dr. Halmy comes on in person and will answer any questions you have. So you don't have to commit to that like initial consult where you come in the office, which can be very, very scary.
Yeah.
So this is you register online. The information session is online and you get all this information. You have an opportunity to ask the doctor questions. So, and the best part is, or one of the best parts, is that it's free. It is absolutely free. So I encourage everyone who wants more information, or even if you're just thinking about it, if it's in the back of your mind or you think you know about it, to register for the free information session during the month of February, every Friday, 12 to 1, weightloss.mwhc.com. And you'll be able to get some information without feeling any type of pressure at all.
Weightloss.mwhc.com.
Yes, sir.
We'll get you there. And boy, you have sold the program well, because this, and it's more than a program. It's about lifestyle, as you have talked about.
Well, that's what's so easy about my job. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to, think that, it is a job. It is just a wonderful opportunity for patients. It is literally life-changing, life-saving. I truly believe in every aspect of it. And to be able to live my truth, mm-hmm. and to be paid to live my truth, it is just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for me. And it's a wonderful opportunity, the weight loss surgery, for everyone who is morbidly obese, because we don't even realize the limitations on our life. And that we can help you, that we can help transform your life, is just a absolutely wonderful thing to be able to provide to patients without any type of shame or discrimination. You know, we pride ourselves on being kind, loving, and compassionate at the Weight Loss Center.
And it's an accredited program.
We just received our accreditation. Our program, as I said, we're going to be the Weight Loss Center is going to be 2 years in May. And so the program just got accredited by the American College of Surgeons, the hospital's weight loss surgery program. And the person who did the accreditation, the physician, was so surprised at the programs we had in place for such a young program. Hmm. And the majority of that is to Dr. Halmy. As I said, he knows what works. He knows what works from years and years of doing this. So we were able to set up at the Weight Loss Center, set up a program to work with the hospital so that the hospital could get that accreditation so that our patients could have their surgery here. So becoming accredited at such a young age is really something that few programs have done. So we are so proud of it. A lot of people at the hospital worked very hard for that to happen. And we at the Weight Loss Center, we work with them. We are integrated that we work together. So we are very excited about that.
Well, and I'm sure just as you just talk about just all the life changes, just to fit into clothes again that you never thought you could, or sizes that you never thought you could wear. Just little things like that, I think, would be just thrilling.
Well, it's also thrilling to be the same size.
Yeah.
The same size for 4 years. You know, that's the key, that to, you know, not have to try something on before you go out. You know, so, it's little things like that. It's little things that, you know, once you sit down and you realize you forgot something, that you can get up again without it being a major ordeal. You know, being able to roll over in bed without having to brace yourself.
Hmm.
Teeny tiny things. So on a micro level, there's so many freedoms, and on a macro level there's so many freedoms that I am so grateful to Dr. Hami that, you know, I was able to have this surgery. I'm grateful, you know, to Mary Washington that I have this job where not only can I help other people, but on a daily basis, I am reminded of the importance of this journey that I am on, today, because I still have to make sure I stay, my mindset is a healthy mindset towards healthy eating. And our team at the Weight Loss Center, that's what we are all about. We all are on the exact same page.
And I guess your big takeaway and what you want to really impart to people this morning is if you're in the position, if a person's in the position that you were 4 years ago, take a serious look at this. Go take advantage of one of these virtual sessions and look into this, and this may be the route for you.
Yes, we have a way out for you. Hmm. We have a way, but I strongly encourage people, and Dr. Hami also does this, that you have to be ready. You have to be mentally ready and prepared to make a life change. Because if you are not ready, the surgery is not for you. He is one of the few surgeons who do not operate just because there's an opportunity to operate. He stresses from the beginning, and we all stress, you have to be ready to make this change, and then you will be successful.
Weightloss.mwhc.com for all the information, and check out your video is about 6 minutes long, and it is 6 minutes that'll be the best 6 minutes of your day, just because it really covers a whole lot of things, and just whether it's the struggles that you have had and that you still have, and I mean it's just very, thank you for sharing all that you have this morning, Marty. You have been a great guest and just a great ambassador for the program. And the fact that the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center is right here, it's right here. You don't have to go anywhere else for the surgery. And you talked about the triangle with the behavioral, the nutrition, and the surgery. It is all right here. Take advantage of it.
Thank you, Ted. And thank you for getting this word out to our community. It is such an important resource. So I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Weightloss.mwhc.com. Check it out, and it may be for you or someone you know or someone in your family. Marty Hines, the practice manager with the Mary Washington Weight Loss Center. Marty, great to meet you. Hope to see you again sometime.
Thanks, Ted. Wonderful meeting you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Have a safe day. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.